From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
This really is my favorite night of the week. Friday fun time with the People's Sportscaster, Derek Bidwell. We make fun of ourselves. We tell embarrassing stories. And hey, we don't talk a lot of sports. That's the good part of this show, Derek Bidwell.
That is the good part about this show, because we talk about sports all the time. We probably talk about sports, you know, like to friends and whatever. If you're at the corner store or filling up your car with gas, whatever, we're talking about sports. Well, I mean, and now it's about the lack of sports and when will they come back and could this be an amended schedule and maybe they can play all their games out of one city and all these scenarios that are slowly, you know, dissipating and are not going to happen anyway. So this is just a chance to talk about not sports, talk about some goofiness, some light stuff. It's Friday. It's fun times. For the most part, a lot of people are done their work week, or those that are still working, and, you know, they can sit back and make a frosty adult beverage and or just sit back and with a nice cup of tea or a cup of Joe and enjoy the show.
Okay, well, speaking of enjoying the show, I came from this perfect family because my brother was the first boy. My sister was the only daughter of the family, and then I was jockey baby. So jockey baby was what my mom called me. Did your mom call you any pet nicknames?
No, I don't think so. My dad did, though.
Oh, your dad had a pet. Okay.
So my dad, well, I don't, pet would be a bit of a stretch. So, yeah, I'm going to tell you probably some other things you might have called me, but like when I was... I mean, probably my older teen years when I was difficult, but I don't know. My mom never did, but my dad, anyway. So when I was younger, we went somewhere. I want to say Yellowstone National Park, something like that. And we got these souvenir T-shirts. So my older sister, Noelle, got one that had a picture of a deer on it and said, "I'm a deer, Yellowstone National Park," or something, right?
I'm a deer. Cute. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a deer, Yellowstone National Park, something like that. Let's say Banff. Let's keep it Canadian. It's okay. Probably Banff anyway. And then my dad got me, "I'm a stinker." I had a picture of a skunk with some fumes coming out of its back end. And "I'm a stinker." Banff National Park. And that's then got, I remember
that's,
one
that's,
time.
That's got you nailed right there. Perfect.
It, I like that. Because I'm a bit of a stinker. So anyway, I remember when I was a kid, apparently the story goes like this, that... I got another beauty here. This is from my tuna. I got to tell you this one in a second. It's a beauty. But anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked here. So we were in Ituna, I guess, which is my mom's hometown in Saskatchewan, I think. And then this guy came up to my dad. I was standing by my dad. I followed my dad everywhere. And especially when we were out in Ituna, because that's where you go and you're doing stuff in the yard and the farm and the trucks and everywhere. So I just went with him. And I was standing beside him, I think, and this guy came up and he said, "Hey there, little fella," after talking to my dad, "what's your name?" And apparently I said, "My name is Derek, but my dad calls me Stinky."
Stinky.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Stinky?
Yeah.
We're gonna verify this right now, because do you know what Sunday is?
Sunday's Mother's Day.
Hey, let's welcome Hope Bidwell to the program. Hope, how are you?
I am good. Did you know that that was the second story I was going to say?
You were going to call him Stinky.
We were at a shop in my hometown, and the owner called us Derek. His name, he said, was Derek, but his dad called him Stinky. Oh, my God.
So Hope, was Derek a spoiled kid, or was he, you know, what was he like as a kid?
Oh, he was, I don't know, pretty normal, I think. When he got into mischief, he would say he was running away from home. "If I'm not home for supper, I'll be at Sheldon's." That was his buddy next street. I remember that.
"If I'm not home for supper, this is where I'll be, but I'm running away."
Yeah, he's running away. And he was, like, he had a paper route. He was so involved in sports, like from hockey to ball to hilltop football. He started skating at 5, would you believe? I could still see him on the ice, like, mostly falling. No, at the beginning, of course. We went to many towns, met a lot of people, many awesome memories. My daughter said he got a hat trick for sure.
A hat trick for sure. Okay,
yeah.
That's one glorifying moment. Has he been a good son? Like, is he going to take care of you on Mother's Day?
Oh, I can't complain. He already bought me flowers.
Wow, good for him.
No, yeah, we're very lucky, I think.
I got a head start.
Go ahead, Derek.
Oh, I was just going to say, I got a head start. I gave her flowers today, but she also helped me with a story that I did for Mother's Day. We shot it today, and so I got her flowers to be part of the story. She's part of my stand-up at the end of the story, so it's kind of cute. I throw to her. She does my sign-off for me, and I talk about Mother's Day, whatever your plans are, but, you know, one thing that you can always give your mother is time. Time is priceless, and she appreciates it. Give her your undivided attention. And, you know, and just give her some time and do something with your mom. Or you could bring her to work with you like I did. And then the camera pans out and it's to my mom and she says, Happy Mother's Day, everybody. And then she does my sign off. Derek Bidwell, Global News.
Ah, that is so sweet. But Hope, I got to put you on the spot here. There must be a time that Derek really embarrassed you. Is there a time that comes to mind?
Oh, I honestly can't think of one.
Oh, my goodness.
Unless there were so many, I can't remember.
Well, maybe that's it, because it must have been a real proud parenting moment when he got that job at that Shell station where he almost wrecked a couple of cars.
Well, yeah, I wrote that down here, too. He was working part-time at a service station and close to us, and he would run down the alley. That's before he went to school.
Yeah.
See? And then he would play a Run DMC loud before he went to school. He never wanted to go to bed early. That could be the one thing. He liked to stay up till 2.
Did he break curfew a few times? Did he stay out late?
Oh, probably.
Derek, you're disappointed. You're
just down memory lane, Jocko.
You're just a model child, man. I tell you
I think she's glossing over a few things, but anyway, I'm just sitting here red faced listening. He would listen to Run DMC loud and then he'd stay up late till 2. It's true though, like I would watch like sports highlights on the local TV station, and then I would watch them on TSN because there was no sports net at the time either. And then I would watch them in the United States because we used to get Detroit NBC and CBS and all these different channels because that was our connection somehow, Saskatoon to Detroit. So I would just watch the same sports highlights and know the outcome of the games, but I would just want to always watch the sports highlights over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know, anything I could find till about 2 o'clock. Usually my mom or my dad would come down and say, it's 2 o'clock.
And our oldest daughter would go to bed at 7 if she could. They're so different.
Well, I got to say this, Hope. I think Stinky is a lot better than Jockey Baby. That's what my mom called me. So.
Is that right? Aww.
Was Derek your baby?
Pardon?
Was he your youngest?
No, I have a daughter. She lives in Wisconsin.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. Okay, so he's not your baby.
Yeah, okay. No, he's not. He's middle.
He's like just the middle child. Like that's like a wasted child, isn't it? No, I'm just kidding, Bitsy.
Jeez. Holy cow. You're doing a lot like your
sister. She's the baby and the daughter. Like, holy cow, that's got all the score points right there.
He has an older sister too.
Wow, it's great. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Hope, when I talked to you earlier today, I wanted to put you on the spot. I wanted to put Bidzi on the spot. I really appreciate it. You have a happy Mother's Day. You've already got flowers, so that's fantastic. And I hope your son, you know, treats you well on Sunday as more.
Oh, he always does.
All right. Thank you
so much. I hope I did okay.
Well, Derek, did she do okay?
She did fantastic. She's as cute as a button, she did fantastic. She did really good. That's awesome. You did great, Mom.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right, thank you. Hope. Take care.
See you, Mom. Love you lots.
Okay. You know what we got to do now?
We got to take a commercial break, and I got to quit being so red in the face.
No, and then we're going to call my mom.
Oh,
you want some stories? My mom will share some. My mom will share some stories.
Jockey Baby.
Okay. My mom's name, well, I'll call her Mom, but her real name is Monica Wilson, but her nickname is Penny, so we call her Penny.
So
Penny will join us when we come back as the Mother's Day show continues here on Friday Fun Time. He's Derek Bidwell. I'm Jock Wilson. This is Sports Talk with Jock. And on that text line, we've got JD saying, beer and Clamato in my hand. I'm ready to go, boys. So there you go, Bidzy. We've got a cult following here on Friday Fun Time.
JD's a good man, yes. JD's been with us listening right from the start.
Right from the start. So I've known your mom. I've talked to your mom. I don't know if I've ever met your mom. Have you ever met my mom?
You talked to my mom a number of times. I have not met the lovely Penny yet, unfortunately, but I would sure like to hear from her soon.
Well, let's bring her into the mix because Mother's Day is happening on Sunday, and it's all about the mums tonight on Friday Night Fun Time. Mom, how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you, Jock. Lovely to hear from you.
Oh, it's always good to talk to you. It saves me a phone call on Sunday. You know, Bidzy already sent his mom flowers. Have I sent you flowers yet?
Oh, yes, it was full of flowers, dear.
That would be...
I think she's covering for you.
That would be a no. Hopefully those flowers are on their way. I told the story already how you called me Jockey Baby, Mom. Do you want to expand on that?
No, you don't want me to talk about Jockey Baby, surely.
I think we do. Actually, Penny, I think we do. I think we'd really appreciate that.
Oh, I don't know that you'd appreciate that. You're so cute. You're my youngest child. And yes, I did call you Jockey Baby because you were my baby.
I was your baby. That's exactly right. Okay, so we just talked to Derek's mom. And he was like a great kid and did everything right. And, you know,
that's not completely true, but yes.
His nickname was Stinky,
was
by the way.
Great. Monica was great. And you were all great. Okay.
Well, no, you can tell some jock stories if you want. So when you think of me as a kid growing up, what do you remember?
Well, you liked the horses and the animals and everything like that. And you like being spoiled because I spoiled you.
Was I a brat or was I a good kid or?
Oh no, you were a lovely kid. You weren't a brat.
You're disappointing me, Mom. I thought you would tell some much better stories than this.
You don't want me to really tell the stories, do you?
Yes, I do. Derek wants to hear some stories about the real Jock Wilson growing up.
Yeah, there's got to be one there where he just, like, you wanted to pull your hair out, something like that.
Oh, well, I ended up not having any hair at all. No, Jock was a good baby, actually.
A baby, yes. But a teenager, was I a good teenager?
But he never grew up. No, you were always a cute baby.
liked horses. That really liked horses.
Yes.
Oh yes, and you were good with the horses, and that was important because the horses were important to me.
Did I ever get into trouble, Mom?
Oh, never.
You're not telling any stories on me. You're being way too kind. How about that time? How about that time we had the police at our house?
Oh, that time.
Yes.
Did we have police in the house? What did you do that time?
You don't remember that? That was when you're going to make me tell the story now?
I can't remember why they were there. What did you do?
Remember, it was the Patterson boy, and he was going away to school. And so Cameron Unidol and I went to Beaver Lodge.
Right.
And that was when we had it, because it was drinking age in Alberta was 18. And so we could get into the bar in Beaver Lodge. And so when we were coming home, I actually had my own car. So I was driving. We were supposed to meet at the McDonald's in Dawson Creek. I got to McDonald's in Dawson Creek. And I waited and I waited and I had a burger and I was all good. And my buddy Cameron never showed up.
Oh.
And so then what happened, Mom, if you remember correctly, I ended up going home. And I come home down to our farm. I come down the driveway. And what do I see? I see the entire SWAT team and about five police cars in our driveway. You don't remember?
And you didn't even do it. You weren't even part of it.
No, because what had happened was my buddy who was coming back from Beaver Lodge. He was in my other friend's car, And there was this check stop because there had happened to be a robbery in Beaver Lodge at the same time he was coming home.
Oh,
and,
dear.
And he didn't want to get stopped, so he went around the roadblock, and he knew where we lived in Pouce Coupe, and he parked in our driveway, and then he took off, and he basically ran away. This was Cameron Ulidol. I think he spent some time in jail.
I remember that.
You remember that now. And so, anyway, I come home, and the police ask me, whose car is this? And I was a bad kid, so I sort of said, I don't know whose car that is. And I sort of played that story for a long, long time until the police called me out on it, and I had to out my buddy. But
your buddy kind of threw you under the bus by taking the police to your front door.
So anyway, that was one of my. I thought you would tell that story, Mom, but that's okay. That's
I do remember that. Oh my goodness, you were terrible.
I was terrible.
There we go. Now we're changing our tune.
See, I just had a tweaker memory there. It's all good, Mom. I won't tell any more stories. But you have a great Mother's Day. I will call you on Sunday. Okay.
Oh, that'd be lovely, dear. And I hope you don't bring up all those awful stories.
You don't want to tell the stories about how I used to, you know, hide things to get money?
Oh, I know.
I know.
God, you were terrible.
I love how Penny has changed her tune. I like this, yes.
The trouble was that you were so cute, you got away with all that.
There you go. I was so cute.
Still doing it now to this day. Ask Sherry. Yep, still doing it.
Oh, my goodness.
He's still cute.
Well, Mom, I love you. Stay safe and in Vancouver.
I love you too, dear. I hope you'll come and visit me soon.
Well, hopefully this COVID thing ends and I will be able to come and visit you, but that's not going to be for a while.
COVID thing's pretty bad.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're staying safe. All right, Mom, you take care.
You too. Love you, dear.
See you, Penny. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Exactly. See, Bidzi, I thought my mom might out me a couple of times, but when I prepped her earlier today, she was going to out me, but then she got nice.
Yeah, she got nice. She just thought you were cute and you were just adorable. Then at the end, she called you terrible a couple times, so that was good. I like how things kind of changed there a little bit. Well, after you told the police story, she didn't like that. I got to ask you, how did you hide things for money? But you would hide her earrings and you wouldn't tell her where they were.
It's actually a funny story. I actually had this feeling when I was younger. I could find things, and my mom would say, "Find some scissors for me," and I would find them, or you know, find. Like, I've lost my shit, and so then you know, I got kind of smart. I was like 6 or 7 years old, and then what I would
you're do? Like a hound dog.
No, I would start hiding things, and I knew they where they were. So if I knew my mom needed her coat, and she go, "Jock, I'll give you 25 cents if you go find my coat. I've already hidden it, so I know exactly where it is."
That's fantastic. I'm great at finding things. Then she says, "Where are my keys?"
Exactly.
Let me think here. Let me summon. How much money do I get for this? A quarter. Okay, let me. I'm pretty sure they're in the third drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah. And guess what? I would always know where they were. I was just a little businessman growing up.
For money. You know what you were? You're just a young little entrepreneur is all you were.
There you go.
Yeah, this is your business model. Yeah, do this with Sherry. See how it goes.
Yeah, it doesn't work with Sherry.
No, it doesn't work with your wife. Okay, no.
No, exactly.
That's funny, though. Hide stuff for money and convince your mom you can find things.
See, I was a bad kid.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
You know what we got to do, Bidzi?
We
got to take a break. Mother's Day is in the books now because we've taken care of Mom. We've taken care of Hope. We've taken care of Penny.
Yep.
So what we're going to do next is we're going to actually tell some more stories. We're going to bring in another special guest. Who is the special guest we're going to bring in next? Well, stick around and find out. He's Derek Bidwell. I'm Jock Wilson. This is Sports Talk with Jock. Sports Talk with Jockey Baby and Mr. Stinky. Derek Bidwell.
Yeah. Well, I like how I think it was more I'm a stinker.
A stinker? I just made it.
Stinky.
Okay, Stinky's good for me. Andrea is your better half. And
yep.
And her mom gave her a good she wanted to share a story. You better explain what's going on here.
Okay, so we were talking about some travel stories earlier today and then I was thinking of some great travel stories. I thought back to when I went to Australia, which was a number of years ago now, well over a decade. So, well over 15 years ago now. So anyway, I was thinking about some good travel stories, like I said, and then I was thinking about Australia. And then I remember a great story that her mom told me. So I'll set this up with my story, because I was talking to her mom one time about when I was in Australia. It's one of my last days there before I came back from Australia back to Canada. So it was the end of my four-month trip there. And anyway, it was like plus 40, plus 42, something like that. We were just dying from the heat. And this was probably about the third or fourth day of this. And so we decided to kind of all buck up and get a hotel room, not because we wanted to like pamper it. We just wanted the air conditioning. We just wanted to be able to sleep in the air conditioning and enjoy ourselves. So there was
have
like,
a shower.
And have a shower. Like, yeah, because we're living out of an old VW van, 60s VW travel van, very cool, right out of Woodstock looking van. You know, was much older than our era, but we thought, wow, what a cool throwback thing. And so we traveled in that, had the pop top, all that. Anyway, in this hotel room, though, we had six people in there, seven people in there, actually.
So, seven people?
People were sleeping on the floor. There was these two buddies, brothers from England. There was me and a couple gals from Saskatoon. There was a brother and sister from Wisconsin. And so friends that we kind of made while we're backpacking. Anyway, we all bucked up. $15 for this hotel room. Just had air conditioning. Wasn't anything fancy. People were just sleeping wherever they could. Their sleeping bags. They all got their backpacks, all the stuff. We just wanted the air conditioning. Anyway, me and another gal are sitting up there having a drink late at night. A friend of mine from Saskatoon reminiscing, saying goodbye essentially to each other because I was, taking off in the next couple of days to come back to Canada. Anyway, I went into the can and I was going pee. And anyway, I heard about this spider that's always in Australia. It's called a redback. And it likes to sit around and make its home and hang around toilets because it likes the coldness of the porcelain. So anyway, they tell you, be careful, check around the toilets, because if you sit down on the pot, then you get bit by one of these redbacks, and it feels like basically like you're on fire, or at least that area where you're bitten was on fire.
Nasty place,
anyway,
yes.
So I never saw one, but right near the end of it, I saw one, like I was taking a whiz, and all of a sudden this spider comes up from underneath the toilet. It's fairly big. Like, it's not tarantula size, but it's fairly big. And I see it, so then right away, put everything away, and grab a big wad of toilet paper, but the toilet paper is so big that the edge of the toilet paper touches the spider before I can squish it. And now it is taken off into the living room where there's five other people sleeping, and this is a poisonous spider. So then we wake everybody up. Everybody jumps onto one bed, like all fraidy cats. Finally, I grab it, and I'm squishing it, and you can hear it crunching. Thank goodness it didn't sting me or get into my head. And I threw it into the toilet, and as it's going down the toilet, it starts crawling back out from the toilet paper, but then it goes under, and it's gone. So anyway, now that sets up Andrea's – now, this is that's just –
That's your story, yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's small compared to this. So here's the other one. This is from Andrea's mom, the lovely Bev. So Andrea's mom and dad went to Australia. Now, her dad, Bill, he has a brother from Shelbrooke, Saskatchewan, that is living in Australia. His name is Durwood. So anyway, Durwood has an acreage down there in a place called Cobargo in New South Wales, southeastern area of Australia. Anyway, Bill and Bev are down there visiting Bill's brother Durwood, and they're staying in the guest house kind of on like that acreage. Anyway, one morning, so it's just Bill and Bev in there. One morning, Bev is in the shower, she says, and she's, you know, lathering up her face and her hair with shampoo. And then she goes, she's got the shampoo in her hand, and she goes to kind of put the shampoo bottle back on the shelf in front of her. And she just opens her soapy eyes a little bit. This is what she says. And she sees the biggest spider she's ever seen before in her life. It's called a huntsman spider.
So I've seen
imagine
them.
Imagine this.
Oh,
yeah,
they're nasty.
Oh, well, they're huge. And so it's about the size of the top of a cereal bowl. Or if you just spread your fingers out, your hand out, that's how big the spider is. And it's sitting with her on the shelf, on the wall, kind of in the shower. She's in there showering. So she screams, runs out of there, just about takes the shower curtain out, runs into the other part of the guest house. Bill comes in there, saves the day, gets the huntsman spider out of there. But that is scary, man.
Like, that's Australia, baby.
One thing about Australia that I did not love was the ginormous insects spider.
Oh, they're scary. They're scary.
Yep. Yeah.
I tell you what. Do you want to introduce our next guest? Because you do this the best, okay? So why don't you introduce our next guest?
Okay, so this is our next guest. I think golf here now, because we're getting into close to the golf season. All right.
From parts unknown, weight unknown, he hails from Tea Country, Kananaskis, Alberta, Canada. Yeah, North America, Earth. He's the people's golf pro. He is often imitated, never duplicated. Listeners, welcome tonight's guest from Tea Country, Mr. Bob Paley.
Director of Golf, Bob Paley. Mr. Paley, long time no speak. How in the heck are you?
Stinky and jockey baby. How are you, fellas?
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have told you to listen to the first half of the show.
You guys started strong with your guests, two amazing ladies, and then what a disappointment. You get a clown from Kananaskis.
Hold it, Bob. I grew up with a kid.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you have a pet nickname? Did your mom give a pet nickname for you?
I was a little on the chubby side growing up.
Okay.
So,
big boned.
Exactly. 33 pounds at a year old. And I don't know if you guys know
33
that.
Pounds at a year old.
I had my own, what is that called? Continuum or rolls. I was known as rolls.
Rolls.
Yeah.
If you were 33 pounds at one, you were a big boy.
Oh man, I was the Michelin Man before the Michelin Man was popular.
That's thick. So. That is thick, though. I mean, you know what? Rolls when you're one is cute. Rolls when you're rolls at our age is not cute.
I think Rolls has Stinky and Jockey Baby beat.
There you go.
That might just be me, though.
Rolls is okay. I don't mind. Stinky is out there. Jockey Baby, I had to live with that my whole life, man. That was unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Sorry, I cut you off. You were going to tell a story there.
No, I wasn't. I did listen, but a little to what you guys were talking about. And I had no idea that anybody else knew where Ituna, Saskatchewan was. I grew up with a guy who is from Ituna, and I always drop it whenever I'm trying to think of a small town and, you know, telling a story or whatever it might be. And I was like 7 or 8 years old, and his mom is telling me that Ituna is God's country. And I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, like, how lucky are they to live in, like, God's country? I had no idea what it meant, but thought, like, if this is where God was from, it must be this fantastic, amazing place. And then I think I drove through Ituna, and I don't know that God's country would have been the word or phrase that I would have used to describe it.
Is that close to climax?
I don't even want to touch that.
It's not close to climax, and it's not close to Bangoff either.
Oh, okay.
They're all in Saskatchewan, but they're not near each other. No.
Weren't you just in Australia yourself, Bob? Like last year, did you run into any spiders?
I was. We actually just got back in January. We went over Christmas time. First time we've ever been away. Our family, it was my wife Tracy and our two boys, and we got a chance to see. We went for a month, and it was unbelievable. We did not see one redback or huntsman spider.
Okay,
but we definitely saw some wildlife. That's for sure.
I'm guessing you didn't stay at $15 hotels like Bidzi, though.
Yeah, that was just one night.
No, maybe that's where they hang out.
That could be.
We have our own wildlife story, though. We went to our family, and we went up to, I think it was the Sunshine Coast, and Steve Irwin's got his zoo up there, the Australia Zoo.
Right.
And we went to check it all out, and, you know, as you'd expect, you see koalas and the kangaroos and the wallabies, and, you know, it was brilliant. It was outstanding. But we walked past sort of this wilderness area, and, like, there's this massive crowd of people. We can't figure out what they're looking at. And so we're looking, and, you know, you see some, there's like zebras. It was sort of like an African sort of theme. There was some zebras, and there was some elephants and giraffes, and we couldn't figure out what everybody was staring at. And then all of a sudden my son goes, oh, holy cow. So we look, and I don't know how to say this best on radio, but let's just say that one of the zebras was interested. His fella was swatting flies. It was dragging on the ground, and everybody, that's all. Like, there were hundreds of people looking at this poor zebra who was well endowed. Let's put it that way. And
he couldn't hide.
Of all the things, like, we had this great trip for a month, and when you guys asked me about Australia, that's the first thing that popped into my mouth was, or in my head, was this.
Oh my goodness, that's this zebra.
So
maybe that says something about you, Bob. No, I'm just just kidding. Bob Bailey is okay. We wanted to talk golf because I know K Country is going to be opening up, you know, in June, I believe June 1st. But before we go there, you've had a really neat job. Because, you know, you're at K Country, you've been there for a long time, you've gone through the floods, but you've had a lot of celebrities that roll through the K Country. So name some of the guys or girls that you have met at K Country that have played out there.
Well, I think probably the most famous time for us was during the G8 summit, and that was in 2002. And so the G8, for those that don't know, leaders of the free world, so mm-hmm. Russian president and President Bush. So Putin was here, Bush, Mr. Chrétien, Jean Chrétien. They were all out here for about 36 hours. But before that, there was probably about three weeks worth of, it was the first G8 summit after 9/11 happened. So it was overkill as it related to
security.
Security and that sort of thing. There was literally around 8,000 to 10,000 troops in our valley, which is, you know, about 1,000 times more people than there are normally.
That's huge.
And anyways, it was a really cool time. There were tanks. There were F-18s flying overhead. We had people all over. Just checking, it literally was like a war zone. There were 11 tanks that ran through our ballet area in case they needed to. There was any kind of an attack, and they needed to get the leaders out.
Crazy.
I got an opportunity to play with Jean Chrétien, and I only played four holes. He played before. He's an avid golfer, and he was playing. Wanted to get out before any of the other guys got there, and so we went out for four holes. And he was just the nicest guy. He surrounded himself with family, and I remember he hit this one chip, and he absolutely hit a terrible chip. And he goes, "Hey, Bob, I'm going to pull a Clinton." And so he pulled a ball out of his pocket, threw it back on the ground, and hit another shot.
Pull a Clinton.
He said that's what Bill Clinton did all the time. He's like, just would throw things out, We also met George Bush during that time, and we were given the opportunity to meet his, you know, all of his Secret Service people, and they were very forthcoming with information, which was pretty cool. But you imagine meeting the leader of the free world, and so we got the chance to meet Mr. Bush by himself. He came, he's an avid runner, came first thing in the morning at about 5 o'clock, and I had to line up 30 golf carts to for his entourage. So there was,
because the Secret Service had to sort of be there too, right?
Totally, exactly. They had the football, if you guys have heard of the football, where it's where the button is in case there's a nuclear attack. So that was there. And anyway, you think you're going to meet, you know, it's the leader of the free world, and up comes this entourage of about 16 or 17 vehicles, and this massive thick door pops open, and there all comes the President George Bush, where he's got his Adidas jacket on with the presidential arms on the embroidered on. And he's got the worst bedhead I've ever seen in my life. And he's got these sheet wrinkles on his face. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, I guess probably not appropriate to ask for a selfie with him. So we, it was really cool to meet him. And the other thing I remember about the G8 was Vladimir Putin, who's probably one of the most powerful people in the world. We shook and introduced ourselves to all of these people. He had the worst dead fish handshake I've ever experienced in my life.
Seriously? Wow.
That's so strange.
Yeah, that is strange because he's a self-proclaimed best hockey player on the planet.
100%.
Yeah.
Until he was doing his wave to the crowd there in the last couple of years, and he ran into the carpet and fell down. You saw that one, right?
Yeah, I did. That was good.
You're talking about a selfie with George Bush, though, Bob. I would have wanted to get, like, take a picture of me pretending to throw the football.
Yeah.
With the nuclear code in it. I don't know if that probably wouldn't have happened.
No.
They probably wouldn't have let you do that. No.
They had a sense of humor about a lot of things. I feel like that wouldn't have been one.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, though. But you're right. The number of people that get through, you know, Kananaskis, and hey, if you come to our province, you want to play without a doubt. You want to go to God's country out there, Bobby. We don't have a lot of time, but what is happening with Kananaskis? I know golf courses are opening across the province right now. We do have a new protocol with this social distancing, but what's going to happen with the K Country?
Well, essentially, we're all playing by the same, by the same rules or recommendations from the government. And, our number one goal, obviously, is to ensure that that our facility is safe for our team members and for our guests. And so we've been going through, and, the rules sort of change, daily in terms of what we're wanting to do and how we're wanting to do it. But, we're always... we're always about trying to put on a good show for everybody and make sure that everybody's having a great time, and this year will be no exception to that. It's just some of the rules are going to change. So, for example, we're not going to have a valet service where Stinky worked for. How long did you work there for, Stinky?
Stinky was only there for 1 year, and then he got the boot. No, I didn't get the boot. Then I started working. Then I started my journalism career. So Stinky was only there for one year, but I'm still a very proud alumni, even though it was 1 year.
Absolutely, that's awesome. So we'll be doing having a concierge service instead, and just things like not being able to touch guest bags, mm-hmm. and the things that we've always loved to do, help washing clubs and high fives and hugs and all that stuff is we're all going to have to change it up. But we've got some plans that we'll keep to ourselves for the time being to connect with our guests. And
are you taking reservations online yet?
Yeah, for sure. You betcha. No, we're kananaskisgolf.com, and we are taking. That's open, obviously, 24 hours a day, and we're looking forward, man. We're just so looking forward to seeing people get out. And once that announcement was made last Thursday by Premier Kenny, things lit up here for sure, and people just can't wait to get out. And I'm sure you guys are the same.
Oh, I get to play tomorrow for the first time. I'm going to head out to a Blue Devil, so I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, it's going to be my first time swinging it this year, which is fantastic. And I'm curious, lots of snow this year in the mountains, and it was too bad for the ski industry. How did the snow affect your golf course, or is that a good thing because you had good cover?
Well, let's put it this way. We were able to start golfing May the 2nd, I think, is when the announcement was made. And that's when golf courses are opening. But we're opening June 1st.
Yeah. So you've still got snow in the ground is what you're telling me.
April was crazy. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. April was a crazy month, and certainly lots of snow, as you said, over the wintertime in our neck of the woods for sure. So we're still thawing and melting and drying out, but we've got a great crew that's out there getting things ready, and like I said, we can't wait for the first.
Hey, Bobby, thanks so much for sharing the Kretchen, the Putin, and the George Bush stories. Those are fantastic, and look forward to seeing you in the very near future.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. Always great to catch up, and don't forget to call your mom's on Sunday. When you said, saves me a phone call on Sunday. Way to go. You're so sentimental.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, here, I have my mom on the show that saves me a call on Sunday. All right.
I'm a bad son. Bob, take care, man.
You bet.
Take care, Bobby. Jocko and I will come out and see you later this summer.
Can't wait to see you guys. Take care, fellas.
You betcha. That's Bob Paley, director of golf out of Kananaskis Country.
Bob Paley's a great guy.
He is a great guy. We got to wrap things up, Izzy, so we're going to take our final time out, and then we're going to do something new on the show. It's called the Friday Night Shoutout. What is the Friday Night Shoutout? Stick around and find out. It's Stinky, and it's Jockey, baby. This is Sports Talk with Jock. So, Stinky, I did get this one text from a friend of yours and said, why was Bidzy sitting to pee when you were going to the bathroom in Australia?
I wasn't sitting to pee. Or as like Jim Jeffries, a sit-down wee. I wasn't having a sit-down wee. I was standing there, but I put everything away. It crawled up from the bottom. I was looking down.
Oh, okay, you were looking at yourself. Okay,
and
fair.
And it crawled up.
Fair enough.
Underneath, onto the toilet seat. Whoa!
We got to wrap things up here, and so we're going to wrap up the show with the Friday night shout-out. So who do you want to shout-out tonight on a Friday night on Friday Fun Time?
Okay, I got a few here because it's Mother's Day, right? And I got to make note of the mothers. Okay, so first off, my mom and dad, Ray and Hope.
Hope.
Mom. The lovely Andrea, my gal, she's a mom. My sister, Noelle. Nicole, my younger sister, she's a mom. Bill and Bev Loth, she had that great story about the Huntsman spider. She's obviously a mom. She's great. We got Jory Dorenzo, a.k.a. JD, listens to us all the time. His lovely wife, Amanda Dorenzo, she's a mom, a.k.a. Mrs. JD, she goes by. Chad Armstrong, special friend of ours.
Chad Armstrong.
Yeah.
I know Chad well. His dad was a great, great person for me, so fantastic.
Oh, yeah, great man in broadcasting. And his special friend, my mom likes to call it, when you just start dating somebody, she calls him special friend. So his special friend right now is Marnie, and Chad wanted us to reiterate that she's a lucky girl.
A lucky girl.
She's a lucky girl. Yeah, lucky girl to have him. And that's total. That's what Chad would say.
Well, I guess I don't have a lot of time, so I got a shout out to my mom. Obviously, we had Penny on earlier. We had Hope on earlier. That's fantastic. You know, my lovely wife Sherry. Little shout out to her because she's a mom as well. And you know who I want to shout out to as well, Bidzy?
Who's that?
I want to shout out to the Texas A&M swim dive team. And you know why I want to shout out to the Texas A&M swim dive team?
I heard somebody transferred there.
My daughter transferred, yeah. So say goodbye to LSU. She is now an Aggie. Go figure.
You're going to Texas.
We're going to College Station in Texas. So that's okay. You know, the Tigers already won a national championship, so now the Aggies can win a national championship. I can go to College Station as well. So a shout-out to Texas A&M, the swim dive team. We're out of time. That was fun tonight, my friend.
It was great. It was a great Mother's Day edition. It was awesome, pal.
You take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Be safe. Talk soon, Jocko.
Jockey Baby and Stinky having some fun on a Friday night. This is Sports Talk with Jock.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.